When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
It's probably my most favorite region in the history of the world. When's the debut of Rocket Power?
Tomorrow.
Can't wait. Oh, tune in.
6 o'clock on the radio. 9 a.m. on YouTube.
You can't Twitch it?
Yeah, well, it'll be against our own program.
Darn. All right, 713-780-3776. Logging into Netflix, flex. Staying in hotels, flex. I mean, the hotel's not on my dime. I do pay for Netflix, though, so I guess that could be a flex. Black Rabbit was solid. I want to find somebody that watched Black Rabbit and Task. Because I'm done with Black Rabbit. I am in the process of watching Task. And I like Black Rabbit better.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I'm on the if I'm in the majority or the minority there.
I'll start Black Rabbit next. I got two episodes left to task.
I think they're both very good for what it's worth. I think I just like Black Rabbit a little bit better. But I haven't finished, so maybe that'll switch for me. 713-780-ESPN. Talk Soup. Do you remember Talk Soup?
No.
I love Talk Soup.
I don't even
Soup.
Know what it is.
Well, Talk Soup was the predecessor to The Soup, right? Because
yes.
I love The Soup with Joel McHale,
me
but
too.
I never watched Talk Soup, which I guess is the one that came before and turned into The Soup.
I was combining the two.
Yeah,
I did like the one with Joel McHale.
The Joel McHale version of The Soup, loved it. Watched it every week.
I that show's really inspiration for me and a lot of like what we do on this show, because I kind of like envision us a little bit as like The Soup to Houston sports scene. You know, make fun of everything, kind of laugh at everything, make fun of the media.
Should we make a rejoin out of that?
Make fun of other hosts and stuff. I don't know if many people would get the reference.
No, but for the ones that do, they'll like it.
Yeah, I mean, The Soup's been off the air for 10 years at least.
I think it's not still running with like different hosts.
Well, they brought it back with a female comedian, but it only lasted like a year.
Right?
Yeah, it bombed pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's too niche, Joe.
I mean, I don't know what it is. So.
See, yeah, but you don't know. Well, you didn't know who Tom Emanski was either, though. So I don't know if that says anything.
You don't know Ball.
That's not my fault.
You don't know Ball.
It's not my fault.
You don't know Ball. On the earlier conversation, does the any person ever wonder where in the heck all of his money's going when it's being blown by the Audi person? There's a little bit of that dynamic. Not so much about the finances, but more about love, which is a greater meaning in life. Lance McCullers goes to hotels and only watches the channel that advertises amenities for the hotel he's staying in.
Does he ever leave the TV Guide channel, or does he just keep it on there?
I'll just watch it scroll for hours.
Yeah.
1143, you guys are killing it. Keep up the great work. You're making me blush here a little bit, Tex. You're making me blush a little bit. All right, midseason report for the Houston Texans.
Let's do it. Okay.
Great. They bought a team today, by the way.
They
bought a volleyball team.
Awesome.
Hannah's big in women's sports. I support her, too. I love women's sports as well. Yeah, I like this news. Volleyball is a fun sport, too.
It is.
You ever watch volleyball?
Yes.
It's quick. It's fast. It's action-packed. You're in and out.
But not, like, outside of the Olympics these days. Watching volleyball.
I watch a little college volleyball from time to time.
I mean, like, when I worked at – I did PA for Northwestern, the volleyball team, and it was awesome.
Notre Dame didn't want to hire you?
I lived in Chicago.
Oh.
But Penn State won, like, 2 or 3 national championships. They were really good. It was a lot of fun.
Volleyball is a fun sport. It really is. I'm not being. I know I'm very sarcastic naturally. I'm not being sarcastic at this moment. Mm-hmm. Off season grade for the Houston Texans. Or mid season grade, I should say. Give me an A through F. Give me a letter grade. You live in the education world.
D
for. Yeah, I give them a D too.
And like and that feels.
Actually, I give them an F.
I was like D. The reason why they get a D, because the defense is so good. It kind of outweighs how bad the offense is. You got to give them some credit.
Does it outweigh it, though, when they're 3-5?
No. Like, if they miss the playoffs, it's a failure of a season for me. So that's an F, and that's what an F is. F is for failure. If they miss the playoffs, they're a failure. And right now, at the midpoint of the year, they are outside looking in. It's a failure. And this Sunday's game's massive, because if you lose Sunday, which I think they're going to, You're three games back.
Oh, you're
and you don't have the tiebreak. Jacksonville's the tiebreaker, so you're essentially 3.5 games back.
You're done.
Yeah. I mean, it's yes. You'd be slim to none, and slim's on its way out the door.
I mean, because I still don't view Jacksonville as the team to be worried about, even. But you have to win this game to try to keep pace with the Chargers.
But even I'm with you. I don't see Jacksonville as a playoff team. But now you're trailing a team that we don't view as a playoff team by 3.5 games, theoretically.
Yeah, and the Chargers play the Steelers this weekend, and maybe, and then they play the Jags the following week. So I guess the Jags do matter here. You have to go 2-0 the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If you have any prayer of making the playoffs. And I don't think they do. I think it's over. I think it is, time for executive of the year, GM of the year, Jeremy Branham to start showing up.
Yeah, I did a little bit here. I did a mock draft on my Twitter yesterday. I had Jeremy Branham. It was more of a mock draft.
Yeah.
And people were taking me very seriously. How did you draft that guy at 13? Well, it wasn't intended to be serious. I was mocking the mock.
I love the offensive line takes from everyone. Because that's all you took.
Yeah. And they're like, no, you shouldn't draft that guy at 13. He's going to be available at 18.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know that
Here's the thing. You don't have the 18th pick, so you can take him at 13.
Well, I mean, Nick does like to trade down. He's a Will and Dylan son of a gun. Pro Football Focus did their highest graded player for each team, biggest surprise for each team at the midway point. Their highest graded player was Will Anderson.
Makes sense.
No surprise there. Is it fair to be critical of Will Anderson not getting to the quarterback enough?
I don't.
He's outside of the top 10 right now, Joe.
He
leads the NFL in pressure rate and win rate and all Pro Football Focus grade rate. The sacks.
So I want to say no right now, but the second you sign him to that contract and you start paying him as one of the highest paid players in football, he's not getting to the quarterback enough, it's going to be hard not to be critical of him.
Is it fair to call him Will, maybe Anderson?
Maybe.
No, I don't think it's fair to be. He's just outside of the top 10. I think he's 11th in the NFL.
But you need
He's
more.
Played one but, fewer game.
But you do need a little bit more.
But also game script, you've lost more than you've won. So you've been trailing more than you've led. So that's going to reduce the amount of sacks too, because usually you can feast on sacks. Other teams throwing the ball nonstop. They're coming from behind. You can get to the quarterback. His pressure rate's through the roof. His win rate's through the roof. His pressures are through the roof. All of the stuff is there. TFL is very good. I don't think it's fair to criticize him about the sacks, but I think people will notice if he's not in the top 10. And like you said, he's getting paid top 2, top 3 edge rusher money.
I just find it, I don't know what the reason is. How can you be so high on all of those statistical categories of win rate and all that stuff, but not have the sack numbers that equal it?
You don't finish the play.
Oh, is he?
Quarterbacks are getting rid of the football. They're game planning against you, chipping you, double teaming you.
So I think it is fair to be a little critical of him. I wouldn't be highly critical of him. It's fair to point it out.
They asked Burke today about his team. They asked it from a team perspective, not a player perspective. How come your team doesn't have tons of sacks? And he's like, we don't chase sacks. We chase disruption. And look, I think it's hard to be critical of a defense that's number one in a lot of categories. Mm-hmm. I don't care that they're not. What is the purpose of a defense? The purpose of the defense is preventing the other team to score the ball.
Yeah.
And whenever you're tops in the league in that stat, I don't know how you can be critical of the defense. I think it's pretty silly, actually. But I'm starting to pay attention to it. I used to call him Will maybe Anderson his rookie year. So I'll pay attention to it.
Want to bring it back?
But I'm not going to be. Not yet. Not yet. I can't be critical of the number one defense in the NFL. I can't do it. I can't do it.
That's fair.
What do you want more? Do you want sacks more, or do you want?
You want the best defense.
Do you
in
want
the, NFL?
The defense holding the opposition to the fewest points in the NFL?
Yeah, you want to hold.
So I can't be critical about anything defensively.
Because even Danielle Hunter's numbers aren't there necessarily either, and we know what they were before he got here. But all that matters is you stop people, and they do. They do their job.
Yeah, I can't be critical of the defense. That's the DJ Bienemy thing. D'Amico is meddling in the defense. What? It's his defense, and they're number one. They're great at it.
Yeah.
Biggest surprise, they listed Ed Ingram. Any argument there?
No, not at all. What else? Who would else even be under consideration? Because Noel hasn't made a big enough impact.
No, the name that I would throw there maybe wouldn't be unfair. Maybe I was underrating him and being too critical of him because he did get paid.
Petrie?
Yeah. Yeah, Petrie's been way better this year than my perception of him going into the year.
Yeah.
I'll eat some crow there on Jalen Petrie because I was critical of the contract, coverage, blah, 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 blah. Didn't think they should have paid him. He's made me eat crow. I tip my cap to Jalen Petrie. I've been wrong on that so far halfway through this season.
Same line of thought. Maybe you could throw in Dalton Schultz as an honorable mention.
That's a good call. He's been very good. He's been very good.
Yeah. I
didn't think he was going to do much.
Yeah, I didn't think he would either. But Ed Ingram, their expectations were so low. Mm-hmm. We're not even sure he was the starting right guard when the season started, when the training camp was going on. And he's been arguably your best offensive lineman.
I came across this stat from Ben Fennell. Sounds like a lot of fun. Lowest completion percentage in a win this year for quarterbacks, Joe. There's six quarterbacks. The Texans have three of them. They held Bo Nix to 49% passing, beat the Texans. That was number one. They held Trevor Lawrence to 50% passing in the NFL. He beat the Texans. That was number two. Baker Mayfield had a 53% game, beat the Falcons. Cam Ward had a 54% game, beat the Cardinals.
We're keeping the book right now. We ask.
It took me a while to realize who that was. Bo Nix beat the Giants 54%, and then Sam Darnold beat the Texans 55%. The six lowest completion percentage in a win this year were against the Houston Texans, which this is an offensive nugget, I think. Texans offensive nugget.
Yeah, it's a reflection of how good your defense is.
Yes.
But it's also the reality is that your offense sucks.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Yeah, maybe it's a combination of the both. They're like correlated together.
Like, what's the Texans' record if they're competent?
Offensively?
Yep.
6-2?
At worst.
Yeah.
Like, they lost all these one-score games.
Really, the only game you could say they got outclassed in was Seattle.
I would
and
agree.
Even that was still a one-score game.
Yeah. I guess it's the only one where, like, they probably did not deserve to
maybe
win.
You could make an argument 7-1.
Yeah, you could make an argument for 7-1.
If they were just competent.
Yeah. Just competent. I agree with you. Bill Barnwell did his midseason awards. Number one rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year. He has Abdul Carter, number one.
That's fine.
He's got that linebacker from Cleveland at two, Jacob Parrish, the corner from Tampa, number three. His offensive rookie of the year, he has Tyler Warren over Gray Zabel at two and Emeka Egbuka at three.
I have Egbuka higher. Egbuka.
It's hard to have an offensive lineman here, I think.
Because I don't watch him. Yeah. So I would have a Big Boot two and then Warren one.
Protector of the year, he's got Deion Dawkins 1. He's got Titus Howard 2. Just kidding. He's got Quentin Nelson 2. He's got Lane Johnson 3. Okay. I like Deion Dawkins. He's fun. He likes to do drifting in his free time.
Oh,
I learned that on Hard Knocks, yeah. Coach of the year, Shane Steichen. 2 is Vrabel. 3 is McVay. Any arguments there?
Trying to think if anyone would replace McVay, but no. Steichen's definitely 1.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Defensive player of the year, he has Myles Garrett 1, Will Anderson 2.
Oh.
He's got him ahead of Nick Benito, which I don't think Benito should be behind Will. I would flip those two. I might even go Benito 1.
Yeah.
Just because I want to favor a winning team. I don't think he's better than Garrett, but I want to give an edge to a guy who's on a winning team, not a losing team.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I would say Benito would be 2 for me as well.
Offensive player of the year, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jonathan Taylor 2, James Cook 3.
I think I'd still go Jonathan Taylor.
I would flip those two.
Yeah, same.
I would flip those two. And then MVP, he's got Pat Mahomes 1, Matthew Stafford 2, Sam Darnold 3. Any argument?
I think you got to be a playoff team at the midseason to be the MVP.
They need to make the playoffs.
Isn't Patrick Mahomes this year basically Joe Burrow last year as far as the MVP discussion is concerned? Like, Joe Burrow was otherworldly last year, but you're 9-8. You missed the playoffs.
I wouldn't even say MVP. On a lesser scale, though. Like, I don't think Mahomes' numbers compared to Burrow's numbers last
year. Maybe not. I haven't looked at him in a while, but
I don't think Mahomes doesn't lead the league in passing. I think it's Stafford.
Stafford definitely leads in one of the categories, but Mahomes has had a great year.
He has, but I don't think it's been like Burrow, though.
If they were, instead of 5-4, if they were 7-2, absolutely. I'd probably have Mahomes top 3.
I agree with that.
He's not first in yards. He's not first in touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. I know he's first in yards.
I think Stafford might be the MVP, honestly, the way he's playing.
I mean, I would have Stafford ahead of Mahomes today. Now, I think Mahomes will pass Stafford by the end of the year because of the record. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Is this a Will a Bit, Brian? 713-780-3776.
We might have something coming next segment.
You want to Will a Bit it?
Well, I don't have a Will a Bit's open made for it, so I guess.
All right, we're going to Will a Bit it in theory.
There we go.
And then we're gonna spoil it when we come back. But you don't know what it's going to be. You just know it's going to be great. People have been clamoring for it. They've been asking for it. It's next. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Something else people are clamoring for, Burger Chan, of course, because they make the best burgers in the city. And before we get to that next segment, it's time for me to tell you once again about the greatness that is Burger Chan. And, man, we just missed out on cashing on a free side from Burger Chan last week. Low-key, still kind of mad about it. Could have had free spicy tots or free curly fries or free cheese curds, but no. Texans blew the game. Wish D'Amico maybe had kept Victory Mondays in mind, kept my free side from Burger Chan in mind when he's managing the clock there towards the end. A little selfish, but whatever. Anyway, new week, new chance to win, because every Monday after a Texans win is a victory Monday with Burger Chan. So if the Texans beat Jacksonville this Sunday, make sure to stop by Burger Chan the next day to get your free side with any entree. I think I'll probably go with a burger and curly fries if they beat Jacksonville, but they also have great chicken sandwiches, fried fish sandwiches, hot dogs, falafel, and breakfast sandwiches as well, which might be a hidden gem at Burger Chan because their bacon, egg, and cheese on a sweet sourdough bun is awesome. But win or lose, you now have more time to try all their delicious, award-winning food because Burger Chan has expanded their hours with an added lunch service now on Mondays, and they're now also open for dinner service until 9 o'clock Wednesday through Saturday, so including tonight. Go out there. You can get in all the way up till 9 o'clock. So you're winning even if Davis Mills doesn't come through for the Texans this week. But one more reminder before we go, all football season long, you can stop by on Mondays after the Texans win and get a free side with your entree. If you mention my name, Brian, mention ESPN 97.5, or just say Go Texans. Burger Chan, best burgers in the city. Find them at 5353 West Alabama and see their full menu at BurgerChanHTX.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. It's now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. Tremac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Jeremy and Joe.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
No one likes this game. Do you like this game, Joe?
It's all right. I like it when I win.
I couldn't care less if I win or lose. It does nothing for me.
I hate losing.
It's not even a real game. There's nothing on
losing.
The line. There's zero stakes here.
Doesn't matter. Would you like to put stakes on the
game?
Like
no. Ducks. That's dumb. This is one of the worst things. Give me odds. Give me plus 300.
Yeah, I feel like we would get plus odds.
Yeah, absolutely get plus odds.
Why do you get plus odds?
Because we lose more often than we win.
You get to pick between like three hosts.
And all right, what are the rules now?
You just listen to weeks and hours and hours and hours.
No, it's from this week. Everything's from the current week.
All right, what are the rules now that we do it?
There's going to be a clip played from one of the full-time personalities here on ESPN 97.5. There's five people, actually, that qualify. John Lance, Dell, Sean Mapes, and Rich Eisen as well, since he's on 12 to 3. And I'll read the quote, and then you guys got to tell me who said it.
So it could be Mapes?
It could be Mapes.
Okay.
So, all right, quote number one.
I thought we were over this.
Quote number one. Yeah, so I don't care. It was great theater for CBS to talk about these two rivals and the Bills-Chiefs at it again. Yawn. Until the Bills shows that throwing to Kincaid and Knox is something that can actually lead you to a Super Bowl, I'm out. Don't care. Beat it.
Well, Rich would never say that about the NFL.
No, he would never.
I don't think Mapes would have that take.
No, I think it's Dell or John.
I don't think it's Dell either. I think it might be Lance.
Okay.
Because he's very unmoved by things.
Yeah, that's true. Age before beauty.
You want to go Lance?
Let's go Lance.
Yeah, let's go Lance.
Yeah, so I don't care.
It was
Dell? It was great theater for CBS to talk about these two rivals and the Bills. She's at it again. Yawn. Until the Bills show that throwing to Kincaid and Knox is something that can actually lead you to a Super Bowl.
My bad. I don't know why I
don't care.
Think I know stuff.
Beat it.
You were very sure it was not Dell.
Yeah. I didn't think he hated the Bills that way.
I think he's. I think he hates it.
He hates everything. We should have known.
He's just very unmoved by a lot of things.
Yeah.
You were nearly there. All right. Quote number two. Well, too bad. If you suck, you don't get in. That's what I don't like. I don't like, it's the anti-meritocracy. You're just going to like, they just get in? Guys, I get it. I mean, especially in this world of money now, you got to do something to let them have some bread. But it's certainly not great for the construct of the playoffs. Just take your money. Take your ref share and beat it. Talking about the college football playoff rankings. I should have said that in front.
Who's trashing Notre Dame? Who's trashing Notre Dame?
Would Rich?
No. I think it's Mapes or Sean.
You think it's Mapes or Sean are the same person?
Mapes or Lance.
Take your money and beat it. Take your rep share and beat it. I don't. Would Mapes say beat it?
I think so.
Really? I should not even be involved in this.
Mapes, call it in.
Well, too bad. If you suck, you don't get in.
Too late. Sorry.
That's what I don't like. I don't like
it. Stop
me. It's anti-meritocracy.
Yeah, but I don't think that I should take the shot.
I said Mace or Lance.
And I get it. I mean, especially in this world of money now, you got to do something to let them have some bread. But
I mean, Dale said it in the previous clip.
It certainly is not great for the construct of the playoffs. Just take your money, take your rev share, and beat it.
I don't know if it's rev share either.
Yeah, I don't know. The accuracy of the clip is not important, or the take, that is. All right, quote number three.
I hate this game. I thought we were done with this.
Maybe he should stop. I don't know what he's listening to. I don't. What is he listening to? Is he listening to 610? And I would imagine he probably is, and maybe it's us, or I don't know. I don't know. What's the morning show on 790 now? I have no idea. But D'Amico's in early. Where is he hearing this stuff? Who's telling him this stuff?
It's not Rich Eisen. Great, I got that for you.
Great point, Jeremy. Not Rich Eisen.
I will
Rich
spoil Eisen. That. It's not Rich Eisen.
It's not Rich Eisen.
He also doesn't know what the morning show on 790 is, though.
Right.
And Tyler's half the lineup. Lance knows.
Does he?
He knows.
Yeah, but would he say he knows on the air? Or would he posture?
I'm leaning John for this one. Or Lance.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
John.
Maybe he should stop. I don't know what he's listening to. What is he listening to? Is he listening to the 610? And I would imagine he probably is. And maybe it's us, or I don't know. I don't know. What's the morning show on 799?
What was he talking about?
D'Amico and the negative
negative vibes.
Yeah, like, where's D'Amico? Because D'Amico, you know, told the media, what was it, like, the only thing you guys talk about are the negative? That's what John's talking about. Where is he hearing that from?
I think he's taking it from the questions he's hearing.
At the press conferences? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't think that he's, like, listening.
He could probably, because John and Lance have said before that previous coaches would get kind of, like, Monday morning write-ups of what the media is saying. So it's possible D'Amico could be getting a write-up.
Why would a coach want that?
I don't know. But apparently Bill O'Brien asked for those sort of things.
Amy used to do it for Bill.
If I was a coach, I would not want that. That's a terrible waste of time. What's the purpose you're gaining there?
I wouldn't guess D'Amico is doing that, but it's just not. It's something that's been done by the Texans.
Where do you
before.
Think that he's gaining the negative
press conferences?
I think so too.
Yeah, I think it's press conference, maybe flagship, but
yeah, I don't think he listens to sports talk.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he would. All right, number four.
All right, quote number four. I mean, I guess it's just an NBA night because there's nothing else out there. We got Maxion, as you mentioned. I need a weather situation, honestly, if I'm going to tune in. They tell me we got a blizzard or heavy rain or snow, I'm in. But if it's old regular ass 45 to 60 degrees, I ain't in. Or just fog. You want to give me fog, I'll watch. But if not, I'm going to stick with the NBA.
Sounds like Lance to me.
Lance from Mapes?
I don't think Mapes would say some of those words that he said.
Okay. Old regular ass? Is that
I don't think he would say that. I really don't.
All right, Lance.
And if just like a Lance,
I mean,
thought,
I guess it's just an NBA.
Dell's turning into Lance. Dell's turning to the very thing that he cannot stand.
That's my biggest takeaway from the segment today.
I was hoping you guys would also get that because that was part of the theme here, that Lance and Dell kind of sound the same.
Dell is becoming the existence that he cannot stand.
Yeah,
their takes and patterns of talking are becoming very similar.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what we learned today. I learned that too while going through finding these clips as well.
Wow.
All right, quote number five. This guy absolutely is the worst once it comes to dialing it up from inside the 3-yard line. You know what it gives you? A-gap dives with British Brooks is what you get. Or quarterback sneaks from 2 yards out with a quarterback. And like you said, it's week after week. Put him at the 1, put him at the 2, put him at the 3, and it's over. Just kick your field goal now. In fact, you will lose yards.
Say it again, please.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This guy absolutely is the worst. Once it comes to dialing up from inside the 3-yard line, you know what he gives you. A-gap dives with British Brooks.
Thank you. Where are you leaning?
Not Rich.
Why?
You think it's Rich?
Does Rich criticize people?
No, he's kind of soft.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that Brian might be trying to throw us off the scent here.
I also feel like he doesn't watch Texans games, because why would you?
But him being like such an NFL guy, doesn't he comment on every game?
Probably.
But would he be critical of an offensive coordinator like that? I don't know. I don't listen to Rich.
I feel like he's not critical enough. Go Rich?
I mean, I didn't know he's not critical at all.
We've done this game twice.
It's either Brian's trying to bluff us.
Trying to pick up on a tail, like a Teddy KGB with
or
Oreos.
Or it's Lance. But we've also already lost. So I don't really care.
Eisen.
This guy absolutely is the worst once it comes to dialing it up from inside
the
3-yard
line. If we would have got a mulligan on two of them, we would have gotten three.
That's
factual. Can we add a mulligan in?
Mulligan ball. Breakfast ball at 5:30.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with how we did.
Well, got one?
We got one, but we would have gotten three if we had a mulligan twice.
I think
that's pretty good.
We're working out the teammate part of this.
It's pretty good. Can we not do that again? I did not enjoy this.
We'll be back in a few weeks. It's not going to be every week.
Good.
Especially since you're out, it feels like every other Friday.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to hang out with me. Doesn't like me.
Fridays are the best day to take off, I think.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Like, during the football season, Fridays are easily the best day to take off.
Well, I would say
way better than a Monday, for
agree or disagree. What's the best day to take off? Friday, cash or trash? Best day to take off during football season?
Cash, because, like, the other option would be Wednesday.
Wednesday's a good call.
But it would be so weird. But it would be so weird to take a Wednesday off. And then have to come back to work for 2 days?
That's the problem.
So, I think it's easily Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday's one, but I think Wednesday's second, except for the problem that Joe pointed out.
But I'm also taking off to go work. That's true. I have a 4 a.m. alarm, and then I'm going to work, and then I get home at 4 a.m. I'm going to be 24 hours on the go.
I'm working this weekend, too.
So. On the go. Yeah, you're going to a casino, and you're doing sports talk. Sports talk is a piece of cake.
You're right.
Yeah. It's easy. It's the easiest thing to do in the world.
You'll be spending more time playing blackjack than we'll be talking
about. I hope I will be.
Hit on 16?
What am I, against a 10?
Of course not. That's an easy decision.
It depends.
Do you play two-handed?
No.
You're done. Well, single deck? You count the deck?
No.
Count cards?
No. I can't do math.
I read that book, the Breaking Down the House, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The book's better than the movie.
That's the one about the MIT guys?
Yeah, the book gets into way more of the details. The movie's like Hollywood. I didn't like the movie. The movie was kind of cheesy.
The movie's fine.
The book's pretty good. I let somebody borrow it and they never give it back to me.
Maybe we'll get a Moneyball Part 2 now.
Why?
The Jerry DePodesta coming back to baseball.
I thought his name was Paul.
Paul DePodesta.
713-780-3776. Bad Take Boulevard. What are the worst takes of the week? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Tis the season. Pro Dunk Hoops. They make the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. You want this. You're jonesing to shoot some hoops. You are. The significant other is. The kids are as well. And if you're going to do it, get a goal from Pro Dunk. Don't waste your time in the big box stores. The cheap goals, they're going to break. They're not going to be level. Backboard's going to bust. Wind's going to blow them over. If you're going to do it right and get a goal from Pro Dunk. Tempered glass backboard gives you a true, authentic feel off the glass. Breakaway rim. Why do I need a breakaway rim? Because you can lower this sucker down to 5 feet and throw down some jams. You can raise it up to 10 feet, too. Anywhere in between, like 6-7 feet would be fine as well. Their accessories are next level, too. LED light kits for night play. Sun goes down earlier now. You need these light kits. That way you can play throughout the night. You're at work. Kids are at school as well. Backstop nets. You don't have to chase the basketball around. Pole pad lettering and lots more. You can order everything online at ProDunk.com. That's right, ProDunk.com. Even professional installation. You don't have to worry about installing, which you don't want to do that anyways, because you want it to be level. You want it to be right. You don't want to screw it up. So let the pros from ProDunk do that installation for you. And right now, if you call ProDunk and mention hearing this ad right now, you're going to receive the Lightning Adjust drill-powered height adjustment feature for free. It's a $249 value, and we're giving it to you for free. Install for free, too. This helps you raise and lower the goal 10 times faster with no effort. So take advantage of that. 281-351-9822, 281-351-9822, or produnk.com. That's produnk.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Bad Take Boulevard. What needs to be on Bad Take Boulevard? 713-780-3776. I see Joe at the top of this list.
Yeah, I put myself on it.
For calling him the wrong name?
No.
Just you,
something
Joe.
Else?
Yeah, something else. That... This is now. This is called integrity. Okay.
Okay.
I had a topic on the rundown that we didn't get to this week.
What is it?
I deleted it.
Oh.
Because after watching the game last night, I'm really glad we never got to why the Rockets should trade for Ja Morant. Bad take. I'm out on that take. I had it for like 2 days.
You bad just idea. Made the
you
list.
You wanted him to trade for him?
Yeah. I'm out on that. Bad idea. I was like, I was in on it for 2 days. Watched the game last night. I was like, nope. Don't want that guy.
Yeah, he was proving a point last
night. So I'm putting myself on the list for a thought I had that you guys didn't even know it.
So what? Integrity. Like the illegal, you know, brandishing of a gun. It wasn't, you know, things to get him suspended from the
I
team.
I liked Iverson, so.
I just didn't like the fit. He's not a good shooter.
Yeah, and now that he's playing at this, like, intentionally poor level and not trying at all, like, he doesn't do any of the good stuff he used to do.
Yeah, he's still capable, though.
Is he?
Yes, he just doesn't want to. He's proving a point. He's pouting and he's trying to get traded.
Yeah, but he did it last year too, so it's like a year and like you're like about a full season in.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested. I don't think he's a good fit for the Rockets. Yeah, incredible athlete, not a great shooter. So yeah, you made the list for wanting Ja Morant as a Houston Rocket. We're gonna have to put Josh Reddick on here again. He said, how do you give a guy $325 million without ever throwing a pitch in Major League Baseball? And then Yamamoto went out and, you know, did what he did in the World Series. So
it was incredible.
Reddick makes the list.
You just made the list!
Same take, but it counts for both weeks because it's warranted.
Yes, it is warranted
here.
Very bad take.
Edmonton Oilers TV. I guess Edmonton, like, was rooting for Toronto in the World Series. I don't know. Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Yeah, I think it's Canada.
Canada. But they had a game. Edmonton Oilers did. And the TV guys, I guess, out of the corner of their eyes were watching the Blue Jays World Series, Game 7. And this was during the game. He tried to have a John Lennon moment. Dodgers win it all. Here's the Edmonton Oilers TV on World Series Game 7 night.
Drive back behind. The Blue Jays have just won the World Series. Or no, they're calling them out at home.
They're calling him out at the plate. That's an all-timer.
That's crazy.
That's an all-timer. Like, that's up there with that's up. Like, now, the problem with this one is it was Shea Stadium. Shea Stadium, like, congratulating the Red Sox whenever they won the World Series. They put it on the video board.
Yeah.
Like, that's up there with that. Like,
you remember the one here locally in 2015 with the governor?
Oh, yeah.
He congratulated the Houston Astros when they were 6 outs away from advancing to the ALCS. Yeah. He congratulated them on advancing to the ALCS. And then,
that's right.
You know what happened after that.
Can't it's
an
do
all-timer.
That.
Tony Sipp happened.
God. Yeah.
James Halsauer. You remember this name?
Nope.
He was the Jeopardy legend.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, won all that money. It was incredible at Jeopardy. You know he's a sports bettor? That's like his daytime job.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would like to see, like, what he does every day. Like, I'm always interested in that. Like, these sports bettors professionally, like, what they do. And he won't give his system to anybody. Like, he doesn't talk about it openly. He's a professional sports bettor.
Does he post his wins? Do we know that he's profitable?
No, I think he's very silent about it.
Hmm.
I think he's very, very coy. Because I think there was an interview with him after he won, like, all the Jeopardy money.
Uh-huh.
And he was, like, he was not revealing any of his information. So, like, makes me think that he's probably winning.
Yeah, I feel like if you're losing, you wouldn't claim you're a professional.
Yeah.
And if you're winning a lot of money, you probably don't want to tell people.
And I think he, like, has a nice house in Vegas, and this was before the Jeopardy money. So, like, I don't know. He's brilliant, obviously, right? So I would love to, like, be a fly on the wall.
Does Jeopardy make your hotel list?
No, I don't really. No. No, plus that's not on enough.
Yeah, they don't air it in marathons.
Okay. Yeah, they don't air it, like, boom, 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 4 hours straight at night. I like to watch Jeopardy every now and then, but it's not a regular thing. But anyways, he tweeted, the Dodgers are spending $70 million on relief pitchers, and they'd rather lose the World Series than to put one in the game. This is Game 7 because they were using all the starters, Shohei, yeah. Glasnow. Yamamoto, Snell.
Did they use Roki in that game?
I don't think they did.
I don't remember him coming in.
I think
in.
He was warmed up, but I don't think he ever was used in the game. So, yeah, James Hossauer, Jeopardy legend, professional gambler. Mm-hmm. Bad take, man.
That's a bad take.
You just made the list.
Yamamoto was fantastic.
They won the World Series.
And they won the World Series. Stick to Jeopardy, dude, and betting on sports. Cody Duncan. I have no idea who this jabroni is. Pittsburgh Pirates
who
blogger.
Who the f*** is that guy?
Is there a worse team to be a blogger for than the Pittsburgh Pirates?
The White Sox?
Chicago. I don't know. At least you're living in Chicago.
That's true.
You know?
That's
well, true. I guess you could blog from anywhere. I guess you don't have to live in Pittsburgh.
Maybe the Charlotte Hornets.
That's not a baseball team. But yeah, I didn't clarify. I didn't clarify.
Okay.
So you got me there. That was me being a jerk. I apologize, Brian, for being a jerk.
I speak of you.
Because I didn't clarify. I should have clarified. But you also should have known what I meant.
I take back the apology. You jerk.
Anyways, Cody Duncan said if Bo Bichette can't run the bases, you shouldn't be playing in this game. He's going to cost the Blue Jays the World Series.
Oh.
To be fair, the Blue Jays didn't win the World Series.
Wait, to be fair, removing Bo Bichette for base running is part of why they lost.
Maybe he's right. This is a good team.
Well, he said he shouldn't be playing in the game.
If they hadn't removed him for IKF.
He should have been the World Series
hero. IKF. It's not his fault.
Well, he needed to get a secondary lead.
No, he didn't. Jeff Passan tweeted this video last night. It's fascinating. The third base coach walks up to where he's standing, and he digs into the dirt and tells him where to plant his feet.
That's a very little league thing to do.
I know, but he like marks where he wants IKF to be.
IKF also said that he was told to not get too far off. They didn't want him to get backpicked. They didn't want him to get get too far off the bag on a potential line drive.
It's terrible
coaching. The logic makes sense. Like you don't want to get a backpick there. It's the worst thing that can happen.
Are you that worried about him getting backpicked?
I would be more worried about the line drive double play.
Yeah.
Especially since it happened to him earlier in the series.
I would be more worried about the line drive double play. I trust IKF to not get backpicked.
Yeah. It's like since it happened to them earlier in the World Series, they freaked out.
I think it's
going to happen again.
I kind of do agree with Brian, though, that it is bad coaching. I think that he should have been further off at third base.
Absolutely.
Do I think it cost him the World Series? I guess it did because it's that one specific play.
And then the Oilers guy's right.
He was too close to the bag, though. And also not having any sort of secondary lead. And you don't want to get a big secondary lead at third base. You don't want all your momentum going to the plate. To me, you want a small secondary lead. I'm okay even with a walking lead towards the plate where you're not too far off. You don't have too much momentum going to the plate, but you have some momentum going to the plate. I've always been a fan of a small lead at third. You're walking towards home as the pitch is being delivered. The moment it's caught, you get back and you're not too far off, but you have momentum headed to the plate. I've always been a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't doing any of that. I
know. He was flat-footed and very close to the bag. I don't think you should be far off the bag. I think you should have a 1-2-step lead max. You don't even want to draw a throw. You don't even want to have the idea of a drawn throw. But I do think you should be taking walking steps to the plate as the pitch is arriving to the mitt. And the moment it's caught, you need to hustle back. And I do think if he had a walking lead to the plate as opposed to being flat-footed, he's probably safe.
Yep.
So I do agree that it was bad base running coaching on that one. Kirk Herbstreit also makes the list. Kirk Herbstreit said that Shohei Ohtani didn't get popular until he became a Dodger.
You just made the list!
This Angels fan quote tweeted, awful announcing, who said this. Shohei Ohtani was the top-selling jersey in Major League Baseball in 2023 when he was with the Los Angeles Angels. Kirk Herbstreit said no one cared about Shohei in Anaheim. Why are you biting your tongue over there? Why are you grimacing? It looks like you need to go to the bathroom.
Because I kind of want to agree with Kirk.
That's insane.
I know he had a top-selling jersey, but the average baseball fan wasn't watching Angels games.
The average baseball fan doesn't watch Dodger games.
I know. But you're more likely to watch a Dodgers game than an Angels game.
That's only because they're in the World Series and the playoffs.
Yeah.
No one cared was his quote. The Angel, he had the top-selling jersey in baseball. Yeah. And I bet you Angels games were being watched a lot, probably overseas in Japan. But I bet you Angels games were being watched at a high rate.
It's would it be that different if you said that about Mike Trout? Hey, Trout was always a top-selling
jersey. But we do care about Trout.
If you lead the league in jersey sales, people care about you.
Yeah.
But it's not that many jersey sales compared to the amount of people that watch baseball.
But you led the leg in jersey sales, Joe.
He said no one cared.
I know.
You could make a case that they cared less whenever he was in Anaheim.
That's fair.
Okay. That would be fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
But to say no one cared whenever he's the top-selling jersey dude in Major League Baseball, also whenever he's probably got tons of ratings in Japan. no one cared?
Yeah.
Come on, Kirk, stick to football and dogs.
And dogs.
And golden retrievers.
Cloning dog, golden retrievers.
Maybe clone dogs.
And people rubbing your feet on game day, you weirdo. All right, junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, maybe even a pre-owned vehicle, listen up. We all hate that car buying process. We don't love dealing with the dealerships. You always worry, are they taking advantage of me? Am I paying too much? Do I need that warranty? Do I need all this extra upcharging stuff that I don't think I do, but I don't really know because I'm not confident and I get screwed over? You don't worry about that at Monument Chevrolet. That's what makes Monument Chevrolet so great. It's why they've been around for 50 years, and it's why generations of families keep coming back to Monument Chevrolet. It's because they're not taking advantage of you. They're transparent with you, no hassle pricing. It's fantastic. These families just keep coming back to Monument Chevrolet because they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. Family feel there. You can feel it too. The moment you step foot on their lot, it's just like, oh, okay, I'm at home here. I know the culture is good. You walk into their showroom, like, oh, this is such a friendly atmosphere. They hire good people, which leads to that fantastic culture. They're opening doors for you. They're picking up trash after you. That's how great Monument Chevrolet is. Get a fair deal, a transparent deal, a no-hassle deal without wasting your time in these aggravating, stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, now is the time to do it. Visit them online at monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com, or go visit them in person. Their lot is massive. You're going to love your time out there at 225 and Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Little Bucky Ball, Aggie Basketball coming up at 6:30. Swarmcast, Will Kunkel, Joe George coming up at 6. You're going to get Swarmcast for 3 hours tomorrow. Kunkel's in for me.
That's right.
He'll be working with Joe George.
He's going to ask
Brian why he's still calling plays. He's going to ask you, Joe, what's your identity as a radio host?
That's a great question. I'm just kind of here for the ride.
It'll be fun.
You're mailing it in already?
No, I'm just like, I follow the leader.
Does he drive?
No, I'll be driving tomorrow.
Oh.
Assuming I make it on time.
If Jeremy and Joe don't want to play the game, then maybe it's time to retire Who Said It for a while. Preach! Not during football season. The best day off is Monday. Maybe for your job, but our job Monday is like
Monday's easy.
Monday's the easiest day to do a show.
Even out of football season, because you have 3 Astros games to talk about.
Yeah,
a Rockets game or two.
Monday shows fly by.
Yeah, Mondays are those days where it feels like you could do this job for 6 hours probably.
Yeah. Yeah, Monday shows are just easier to do. That's why I say Friday's the best day to take off this time of year. 713-780-3776. What is your junkie of the day, Joe?
I'm going to nominate Compton College. Have you guys seen this story? 45-year-old former Compton mayoral candidate Lamar Willis and his son Josiah Wilson. And they also had a 50-year-old defensive end, Orson something. Can't pronounce his last name. What are we doing with them 45 and 50 year olds on a JUCO football team?
For the love of the game.
They went 0-10.
They made a movie about it.
Why does it matter?
It was just in theaters like
a month ago. They went 0-10, had to forfeit their final 2 games of the season. Their scoring margin on the year, 480-12.
Why did they forfeit the last 2 games?
I'm not sure. Bleacher Report didn't put
They ran out of players?
I guess so. But why are we playing JUCO football at 50?
Did you ever watch, what was that show called that Jason Brown was the coach?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that show
called? Last Chance You.
Last Chance You. Did you ever watch the basketball version?
I did. I didn't really enjoy it.
I liked the basketball version, I think, more.
Really?
Yeah. Was it West L.A. Community College?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Anyways, my junkie of the day is Antonio Brown. He's in custody for attempted murder.
Yeah.
He's being extradited from Dubai to the U.S. He fled the country, but he's being extradited.
Wow.
He looks like he might be in some serious trouble. And then also, Tony Allen was arrested in Arkansas on drug charges after police found marijuana and cocaine during a traffic stop. He's not a junkie of the day for having the drugs. He's a junkie of the day for being in Arkansas. Brian?
Oh. Well, on a far less serious note than attempted murder and drug trafficking, I'm going to nominate Tom Brady for cloning his dog. That weirdo.
It is very weird. But if anybody's going to do it, it was him. What would the story be if Aaron Rodgers did
it? I think I'm going to nominate Brian.
For?
Because it was old?
Because I think we nominated Tom Brady yesterday.
Did we?
I think I did.
Well, we did this. We did the segment today.
I know, but
Oh.
I can pivot.
Check the tape.
Oh, I think we did. You're right. Josh from Seabrook says, junkie of the day is I'm this, my spouse is that, and our budget is insane.
All right, I'll pivot. I'll nominate Joe for saying How I Met Your Mother was a great show.
It's kind of weak, though, because now you're just doing it out of spite.
Yeah.
That was a spite nomination.
Of course it was out of spite.
Nominating my
takes. Of course it was.
It's nominating my takes.
And he did it after you called him out. Yeah, it was a spite nomination.
I know it was spite. I fully admit that it was spite.
I think it should be Antonio Brown.
You're right.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown wins.
All right, Antonio Brown, you win. And now you might go to jail for the rest of your life. All right, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. I'll talk to you on Monday. Will and Joe have you tomorrow. Jeremy and Joe, good night, Houston. We'll talk to you some other time. First, a moment on HR&P, though, human resources and payroll. It's Cougar, owned by my colleague, Go Cougs. Chris Fisher over there as well. I wonder how he feels about Buckyball. Probably feels good. Probably loves what's going on the gridiron, too. Who wouldn't be? Business owners, let HR&P help you, though, whether it's HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll, onboarding. HR&P can help you with all of it. They can help you with one or two of those things. Whatever you need. No boxes with HR&P. No menus with HR&P. HR&P is going to completely customize a plan for whatever you need, for whatever your business needs. And that way you can really take off. Level up your game with HR&P. If you have a problem, an issue, you want to take a little bit off your plate, HR&P is going to find a way to help you level up your business. They do it in a way that's unique to technology meets service. Their technology is the best. It's the absolute best in the game, but their service is upper echelon. It's so good. Guaranteed fulfillment. You'll never talk to a stranger. You'll be talking to someone who knows you. They know your business needs. So give them a call, 281-880-6525. Let HR&P customize a plan for you, 281-880-6525, or check them out online at hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.